Good evening. My name's Jordan. I'm an alcoholic. I don't know if I have to lean like this. Can you hear me? Like this? Does that work? No. Okay. So then I need to lean in. Check, check, check one. Syphilis. Syphilis. It's from Wayne's World. It's from, can you hear me? Okay. What? Awkward. So anyway, this is a big room, and I'm just going to tell you what it was like for me and what happened and what it's like now. What it was like was pretty bad. I started drinking when I was 14, 15, basically the summer before I went into high school. I don't know why. I just thought it would be fun. Like, my family didn't drink a lot. My parents rarely drank. They just drank at, like, family functions and stuff, and I rarely saw them drunk. But my neighbor was, and still is, a hardcore alcoholic. So we would always hang out at her house. And that summer, me, my sister, my next-door neighbor, and a mutual friend of ours thought it would be fun to get a bottle of Jose Cuervo and just start doing shots, like, from the first time that we drank. Like, that would be a good idea. And I remember that I thought it was awesome. It was fun. I liked the fact that I could fall on my face and it didn't hurt. And so then I just kept doing that. And I remember running around and, like, we'd play tag and I'd purposely fall down. I'm like, this is so awesome. It doesn't hurt. And that's kind of like how I drank, you know, my entire drinking career. I got sober January 1st, 2011. And so, you know, that's what, about 10 years, a little over 10 years of drinking. I didn't drink a whole lot in high school. I was kind of a straight-A student and kind of till the end. I started really drinking more my senior year of high school. But from the beginning, like, I remember I would drink to, like, fit in with the guys. Like, I didn't really have a lot of friends. I was kind of a computer nerd. And, like, one of my friends had this other group of friends, and, like, he was my in. And so I would go with him, and we'd just, like, binge drink all the time. You know, it didn't really matter what we were drinking. We'd just get hammered. And I would make a fool out of myself. These other guys had been, like, drinking for a long time. And anyway, so there was a lot of nights where I was just an idiot, basically. And, like, I would wake up and be like, oh, my God, that's embarrassing. So that was just kind of like a weekend thing when I started. And then, I probably should have started my watch. I joined the Navy right out of high school. I signed up for 6 years, and as some of you may have heard, like, being a sailor, it's totally okay to drink, and that's what we do. Like, we just freaking party, like, all the time. Like, we'd be in the barracks just getting hammered all the time. And that was, like, the first time that I became a daily drinker was, I would say I was probably 21, 22. I was living off base with three other guys that were in the Navy. And before that, it had been, like, weekends and, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But I was really, like, holding it together. But then there was a time when my roommates left, and I was basically by myself. I'd come home from work and just start drinking. And then I would drink until it's like, oh, crap. I should probably go to sleep so that I can wake up and go to work. There's a lot of times where I shouldn't have driven to work because I was still hungover. You know, anybody who's in the military knows you have to show your badge to get on base. And I would, like, crack the window and just be like, don't look me in the eye. I'm so hammered right now. And that was a bad time. So I was probably doing that daily drinking thing for, like, 2, maybe 3 months, and then I started to get kind of suicidal. Like, alcohol's a depressant. And I've had these like periods of time in my life where I get kind of depressed, and then I start kind of feeling a little suicidal, and then I start getting better, and I just do this like roller coaster thing like most of my life. But the drinking really kind of kept it going down. I was deciding to be honest. Like, the military has these things that are called like post-deployment health assessments, where they sit you down in front of a computer and there's all these questions. And one of them is, how much do you drink? And if you guys ever taken one of these, it's hilarious. Like, the low end is like, the high end's like 7, like 5 to 7. Like, that's just bad. Like, 1, 0, like, there's actually a none. And then there's like 0 to 1. And then it's like 3 to 5, and like 7 to 10 is like on the end. And it's like, what? So I put, anyway, one time I told the truth, and it was like, red, you have to talk to him. And so I didn't do that anymore, and then I just started lying. But the one time I was kind of honest during one of these health sessions, I told him, like, have you had thoughts of suicide? And I just said, yes. And that was like, oh, man, red flags. Everything shut down. They pulled my air crew, whatever, so I couldn't fly, and it was a big deal. And I'm like, what, normal people don't think about killing themselves on a regular basis? they made me talk to the guy that I had to talk to was like, do you really think people think about killing themselves all the time? I'm like, I don't know, like, I guess not. But anyway, they made me talk to a psychiatrist, and it's just a funny little anecdote. One question that she asked me was, what's the worst thing you've ever done? And, like, really? You want me to tell you? Like, I don't even know you, you know? Like, why would I tell you that? But I think that's funny that now that I've gone through the steps and, like, worked the program a little bit, like, how much that helps, like, you know, doing that fifth step and, like, you know, getting some of this stuff out. But anyway, I never told her. I lied my ass off to her. And but she did tell me, you know, you might not want to drink when you're depressed, because alcohol is a depressant. Like, it never really dawned on me that, like, oh, maybe that's why I'm, like, super, super depressed right now. But anyway, so she said, just don't drink when you're depressed. It's like, okay, yeah, I'll stop for a while. So then this was, like, my starting to, like, try and control my drinking. Like, okay, I'll stop, and then I'll go, like, a month, and then it wasn't so bad, and then I started drinking again. And then it gets pretty bad pretty quick. And I was going to read something in the big book, but basically boils down to, if you're an alcoholic, like, there's no defense against the first drink. Like, I could tell myself, like, no matter how many times I said, I got to quit, you know, I'm going to stop doing this. I don't like the way people are looking at me, you know, the next day. I don't like having to talk to my neighbors and apologizing for trying to break into their house. I don't like, you know, coming to, talking to the cops barefoot in the rain. I don't like just terrible things that I do. And no matter how bad it gets, I always go back. Or I had always gone back. And there's no... At times, we are unable to bring into our mind with sufficient force the pain and suffering of a week or a month before. You know, like, that just clicked when I heard it. Like, why can't I stop, you know? Anyway, so what got me into AA was I was dating this girl for a while. We broke up when I went into the Navy, and then we got back together, and it was like this assumed thing where we were going to get married. So I got out of the Navy. She moved in with me. We were engaged for about 8 months. And then we were drinking together, like we were drinking buddies. Like, she would get hammered and I would babysit her, but I'd be hammered myself. And, you know, I'd be drunk chasing her down the street. And it was just a mess. It was a mess. My buddy told me we were like, I don't know, fire and alcohol or something. I don't know, oil and water or something. It was something bad. It was not good. And anyway, so 6 months before... 6 months before we were supposed to get married, she went out of town for the weekend, and I hadn't had a drink for 2 weeks. Like, I don't know if you guys drink like me, but 2 weeks I went without a drink. Like, I was just, okay. See when you get back. Wham, door closes, bottle comes out, and I'm just, like, drinking, like, all day. Like, Saturday morning, I just hammered. And then I wake up the following day, and terror, bewilderment, frustration, the worst I've ever felt in my life. Did something completely against, like, my own, what I thought was a moral character. And long story short, she didn't want to marry me anymore, and I was trying to, like, save that relationship. Like, I'm going to go to AA. I'm going to stop drinking. You know, anyway. So that, I went to AA. And I don't really remember everything from, like, the beginning. I remember going to meetings, and all I heard was, keep coming back. It works if you work it. And people would tell me, come back. And I'd be like, okay. I'd just be, like, walking in my car. And, yeah. How am I doing on time? Left? Okay, good. That still feels like a long time. So I didn't care. You had told me that I had to, put on a gorilla suit and, like, wave a sign to stay sober. I probably would have done it. Like, I really, really didn't want to drink because I've been suicidal before, but this was, like, really, really bad. Like, I sold my guns because I was terrified that I was going to blow my brains out. I was just afraid that if I drank, I would actually do it. So, I was terrified, and I would do anything that you told me to do to stay sober because that's how bad I didn't want to drink. And, so I just started going to AA. I heard, keep coming back. It works if you work it. And, I heard service keeps us sober, so I got a coffee-making job early on, which is super easy, and it just, like, made me be there, and so I started doing that, and then a couple weeks later, people were saying, like, you know, get a big book, you know, do the steps, get a sponsor, and I'm like, didn't really know what a sponsor was, but I just know I needed to get one, so I was praying about it. And I said, I'm just going to pick the first guy that puts his hand up. And this guy put his hand up. I asked him to be my sponsor. He said, read chapter, the preface up to, like, chapter 3. And so I did. And then I called him. And then we talked about it. We started getting together every week. And we just went through steps just like it's in the book. We got to step 5, and I started balking a little bit. I didn't think that I could trust anybody with my, deep, dark secrets and stuff and whatever. So then I changed sponsors, and then, which, still had a tough time, but we started going through the 12 and 12, and we'd meet every week and go over a step and read and write. And anyway, long story short, it has been a little over 2 years and I haven't had a drink, which before that I had gone, the longest I'd gone was probably like 2 or 3 months, and that's including boot camp where you can't get it, so it has worked for me so far. Like, I sometimes I'm kind of like, this whole God thing is a little kind of weird and I don't really know about it, but something's going on here because I haven't had a drink. Whether or not, like, I'm tricking myself by praying, thinking that God's real, or whether or not he's real, or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I haven't had a drink, and that's what I'm after. So, I want results. I don't really care about the method so much, I've had some really cool times in sobriety. Like, I've been actually happy to be alive. Like, I didn't really get that a lot before. I don't know. A little scatterbrained lately. I'm kind of being a tornado in the life of myself right now, and again, that's probably about it, right? And half. All right. Well, I'm not going to open it for questions, but I'd just like to say thank you for listening to me. Have a good night.